Now, 109 years ago, the White Star liner RMS Titanic sunk after striking an iceberg, leading to the death of more than 1,500 passengers and crew members. Wisconsin Museum is paying respects to some of the 50 passengers on board who had Wisconsin ties with their current exhibit called Titanic, the Wisconsin Connection, on view now through October 13th. Deb Daubert is curator of exhibitions at the Oshkosh Public Museum. Deb, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate you covering us.
What was the inspiration for this Titanic exhibit?
Well, it went way back to 2006 when the museum had the larger regular boxed Titanic artifact exhibition. And to go along with that, I was just curious to find out how many links to Wisconsin I could find, and found quite a few. And later on, I was working with them to see what kind of smaller exhibit we could come up with, and they loved my research, so they thought they could do something with that. And so we started linking up not only just passengers, but how life in Wisconsin was so much like the life of the people that were on the Titanic, from immigration to boat building to electricity and on and on. And that is what you'll be seeing here, is all those different links to Wisconsin and some amazing artifacts.
I didn't know there were all those links. What kind of connections did people in the Titanic have to Wisconsin?
Well, they certainly had a lot of people immigrating over here, and so do we. They had a lot of people that, of course, built the boat, and we had boat building here in Oshkosh and Wisconsin because we're so near the lake, so that was a big industry here. We also had different social classes, and very clearly those were represented on the Titanic. And it's just so interesting to see that those people come alive again, and you can hear so much about them here.
And you mentioned some of the artifacts, Deb. What kind of things do we see when we check out the exhibit?
Okay, well, we have 136 items, which are more than what you see in the big exhibits all around. And some of them are things like a National Bank note from the Merrill, Wisconsin Bank. And we know one passenger on board, Daniel Coxon, was from Merrill. So that gives me goosebumps just thinking about that he might have had that. But there's also some books, and there's clothing, and there's tools that people used. So we have every class represented, along with some of the workers' tools. So you can see exactly how life more or less was frozen for those people at that time.
We're talking to Deb Daubert, curator of exhibitions at the Oshkosh Public Museum, looking at their exhibit now, Titanic, the Wisconsin Connection. Deb, what can you tell us a little bit about the research that went into tracing these connections, especially, you know, the potential immigrants seeking to end up here in Wisconsin?
Well, there is a good online. You can find people that are just Titanic enthusiasts that way. But I went through a lot of different newspapers and just started looking for people they'd say were on the Titanic or were lost on the Titanic. And then I would follow that through Ancestry and some other forms to even link up with some of the descendants of those people. But it's interesting because one I missed, we just found out about, was for Fang Lang, who was one of the Chinese survivors. And as we're setting up this exhibit, his son called to tell about his father's story.
Wow.
And so we're so there's still research on all the people from Wisconsin linked to it.
That's great. Are you still, I mean, if people have a story like that in their family, are you still hoping to hear from people?
Oh, I'd love to hear from people because it's the Titanic doesn't get old, you know. It just, and as more and more people go through attics or find things or links from their letters and everything else in attics, more information is coming out. So this is just great. I'd love to hear it. They can get a hold of me through the museum.
And it seems like, Deb, you've really surrounded yourself with the life of Americans in 1912. Do we get a taste of that in the exhibit, just what it was like to exist in that time period?
You do, mainly because the museum building is the original home is from that era. Plus, we're showing a film that Universal Studios made of Oshkosh in 1912. And so you can see games people kids were playing. You can see workers coming out of the factories. And that all represents the same kind of people that were on the Titanic.
And then you've been deep into the newspaper archives, it sounds like. I mean, was the Titanic the dominant headline after that happened in, what, April of 1912?
It certainly was, and it's interesting because it wasn't the largest boat ever sank or the most people lost on a shipwreck, but for some reason, those stories, even the immigrant ones, were coming out. So for some reason, that hit a chord and still hits a chord today. I can't tell you how many 5- and 6-year-olds are coming in here with their grandparents because they are so enthused and about the story of the Titanic.
And Deb, how can people check out the exhibit at the Oshkosh Public Museum?
The best thing to do is to visit our website at oshkoshmuseum.org, and there you can get tickets online to make things go real smoothly. And it also tells you a little bit more about the exhibit. So oshkoshmuseum.org.
And it's been running for a month or two. Just briefly as we wrap up, Deb, what kind of response are you getting from people who visit?
Oh, it's just overwhelmed. Everybody has given nothing but praise about it. And we love, the staff loves to talk to the visitors here to see, you know, their reactions and their enthusiasm. But yet, at the same time, it is a memorial. And so we've had descendants come through.
Wow.
to talk about, you know, they heard stories about their great-great-grandfather. And so I'm following up on those links, too. So it's one of those that people are somber about, but yet at the same time, they're so excited about hearing about these people.
Deb, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for having me. And I'd love to talk longer to anyone that wants to talk.
That's Deb Daubert, curator of exhibitions at the Oshkosh Public Museum. She joined us for a look at the current exhibit, Titanic, The Wisconsin Connection, running now through October 13th.